And through all of this, her justification was the same. I was destined to be with her. That God had preordained it. That she literally woke up in the middle of the night to the voices of angels commanding that our special relationship was the harbinger of a new age of permanent peace on earth. Yes, she really told me this. By the time we were sitting in that sushi restaurant together, there had been thousands of emails. Whether I responded or didn't respond, replied respectfully or replied angrily, nothing ever changed. Her mind never changed. Her beliefs never budged. This had gone on for over 7 years by then, and counting. And so it was, in that small sushi restaurant, with Aaron guzzling sake and babbling for hours about how she'd cured her cat's kidney stones with energy tapping, that something occurred to me. Aaron is a self-improvement junkie. She spends tens of thousands of dollars on books and seminars and courses. And the craziest part of all this is that Aaron embodies all the lessons she's learned to a T. She has her dream. She stays persistent with it. She visualizes and takes action and weathers the rejections and failures and gets up and tries again. She's relentlessly positive. She thinks pretty damn highly of herself. I mean, she claims to heal cats the same way Jesus healed Lazarus. Come the fuck on. And yet her values are so fucked that none of this matters. The fact that she does everything right doesn't make her right. There is a certainty in her that refuses to relinquish itself. She has even told me this in so many words, that she knows her fixation is completely irrational and unhealthy and is making both her and me unhappy. But for some reason it feels so right to her that she can't ignore it and she can't stop. In the mid-1990s, psychologist Roy Baumeister began researching the concept of evil. Basically, he looked at people who do bad things and at why they do them. At the time, it was assumed that people did bad things because they felt horrible about themselves. That is, they had low self-esteem. One of Baumeister's first surprising findings was that this was often not true. In fact, it was usually the opposite. Some of the worst criminals felt pretty damn good about themselves. And it was this feeling good about themselves, in spite of the reality around them, that gave them the sense of justification for hurting and disrespecting others. For individuals to feel justified in doing horrible things to other people, they must feel an unwavering certainty in their own righteousness, in their own beliefs and deservedness. Racists do racist things because they're certain about their genetic superiority. Religious fanatics blow themselves up and murder dozens of people because they're certain of their place in heaven as martyrs. Men rape and abuse women out of their certainty that they're entitled to women's bodies. Evil people never believe that they are evil. Rather, they believe that everyone else is evil.